Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us once again. My name is Elia Escobar, and you're listening to Eye on Houston. Today, we are speaking to Mr. Chris Brown, Secretary of the Executive Committee for the Bayou Preservation Association. The Bayou Preservation Association's mission is to celebrate, protect, and restore the natural richness of all of the 2,500 miles of waterways, bayous, and streams in the Houston area, something very important and something very dear to the residents in Houston and their surroundings. Here to give us all the details is Mr. Brown. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Ellie.
So let's talk a little bit about what the Bayou Preservation Association is and how it started. I love the history behind it and how lately it has really grown, especially with all the green areas that Houston has and really enjoying it and expanding them.
Yeah, the quick history is that it began in 1966 as a lot of residents in Memorial Park area who were upset that the federal government was going to channelize Buffalo Bayou. And they got together and in about 3 years later formed what became us, you know, currently the Bayou Preservation Association in 1969. And they were successful in keeping the Corps of Engineers from doing that. So they were really responsible, led by our founder, Terry Hershey, in having Buffalo Bayou, you know, in the downtown area and through Memorial Park and all that. That's why Buffalo Bayou looks the way it does today, was because of their efforts all those years ago. And today it's really about, you mentioned our mission, our Celebrate, Protect, Restore. It's easy to remember, just CPR for the bayous.
Oh, and, yes, there you go. That's awesome. Right. That's great to remember.
So we do that by, we have Trash Bash. We participate in Trash Bash each year. We have cleanups all through the years. We have stream corridor restoration programs where people actually go in and test water quality. We have invasive species removal programs so that we don't have the natural flora and fauna getting choked out by things that aren't supposed to be here, stuff that's, you know, either floated downstream from other places in the country, or, you know, things like the Chinese tallow, for instance, which are, you know, they're everywhere. And they are so prolific that they choke out all the natural stuff that keeps our banks stabilized, right? Because most of the bayous have that really soft kind of, we call it sugar sand a lot of times, and it needs plants on the banks to keep it from eroding during those flood events. And so we do all of those kind of things and more all year round. Our efforts over these years have, we've done canoe launches. We'll bring people to the bayous and educate them about the natural critters is what Terry Hershey used to call them, all the critters on the bayous, which are vital to the whole health of a great ecosystem. And really, you know, for me personally, it's the idea that these bayous and streams, they're our greatest natural resource. I mean, Houston's flat. We don't have any mountains. We're a few miles from the coastline. And so these bayous are our greatest natural resource. And getting down there and really understanding why they work the way they work, what they do, you know, to carry water off of our properties and into Galveston Bay during flooding conditions, during big rain events, but also that they're a natural resource that we can enjoy and recreate on. And that's as important to me, as what I do as a living, getting people down there and enjoying these facilities for what they really are, which is awesomely beautiful.
Absolutely. Recreational indeed, because I know now there's like walking trails and biking trails, and that's all part of, you know, how we can enjoy it and how we can maintain it, as residents. How can people get involved if they're interested in maybe being a part of it, maybe, you know, helping either clean it or just help it continue to grow as far as plants go and, you know, greenery?
Yeah, I would just head everyone to the biopreservation.org website. Biopreservation.org, and all of our programs and events are advertised on there. We do have a Facebook page as well, Biopreservation Facebook page. We've got things going on all the time that people can get involved in. And then, you know, what we also need volunteers for the invasive species removal. We do that on occasions. We are always looking for more people to be involved. And we have our once a year symposium, which is in October of every year. It's really an educational event. And this year we're going virtual again, just one last time. We'll probably get together again next year in person. Mm-hmm. But it is a day-long event that focuses on one aspect of our bayous. This year, I think we're going to do something akin to the green infrastructure and making sure that we understand the benefits of doing drainage ways, not always having to be a concrete pipe. You can do drainage using a natural system, and we really advocate for that. So I would just, head people to our website and to our Facebook page.
Very educational. One of the things that I do have to ask, what kind of invasive species need to be removed?
Yeah, like I say, we're talking about plants, right? We're talking about trees.
Okay.
And so we have experts enabled to mark those, and we'll go out and we'll actually, spray paint which ones need to be removed. And then we have people get out there with trimmers, hacksaws and such. We have to do it, a little bit of hand labor, but it's great actually to get out there and do some.
So is that just a fancy way of saying pulling weeds?
Big weeds. Yes.
Got it. For those that were listening, because I was like, I wonder what that means. So I know that and years before, it's been on the news that sometimes they even get like, one year I remember there was like a manatee that came through the bayou. Is that all part of getting it safely removed and, trying to keep the flow going? How does that work?
Yeah, anytime we can find locations where, there's tires that need to be removed from the bayous, there's shopping carts, there's bed frames, it's you name it. And so, what people need to realize is that everything that lands on the ground is eventually going to go down a storm drain in some of these storms, just like we had just recently. All of that ends up in the bayous, and then all of that ends up in Galveston Bay. Galveston Bay is a fishery. So why would you want to have it? Think about all the things. How many times you've been driving down the road and you see something fly out of the back of a pickup?
All the time.
And so the plastic cups, the plastic bags, all that stuff, it eventually goes down the storm drain into the bayou, into Galveston Bay. That can't happen. That's what we need to protect against. And the critters that live down in those bayous, they don't want any of that stuff in their water. How would you like if we come to your house and just throw a bunch of stuff in your yard,
Right.
And so, there are alligators, there are incredible turtle species that are in our bayous. And not to mention the birds. Houston is a huge birding area, and they use these biosystems as ways that it's part of their flight path, where they, go from north to south every year. So these are huge natural resources, and they need to be, cared for in a better way. They're not just a drainage ditch. They are natural waterways that need to be protected, celebrated, protected, restored, CPR. Anything that you can do is something that someone else doesn't have to do, right? If you see stuff flowing around, pick it up, throw it in the trash, you know, that does make a difference. Every little thing makes a difference.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about the 2021 Terry Hershey Bayou Stewardship Awards.
This is our 11th annual award in her honor as founder of our organization. And we're doing it. We're going to do a virtual luncheon one last time. Like I say, we all hope that we can get together. But we were just, from an organization standpoint, wanted to make sure that everyone continued to be safe. And so we're going to do this virtual again this year. It's on July 14th. Mm-hmm. Again, head to our website and you can see the links to in our events page. This year we are honoring, we have four different honorees, and you know, really they're all so incredibly special. One of them is Jill Bouillon. She's going to get recognized in our nonprofit sector. She's the executive director of the Bayou Land Conservancy. And they're the ones that have been doing, they've got about 14 miles of Spring Creek Nature Trail that they manage. And then they've protected about 14,000 acres of land in that area. And, wow. And she's the executive director of that and is so deserving of this honor. We're also honoring Terry Thomas in our private sector. And Terry is just awesome. She has chaired in the past events like Earth Day, Houston. And then she championed a lot of nature-based solutions to, just as we were talking about, for trash and erosion control. She's been, you know, right down there in the bayous with us for years. And both those ladies are just wonderful, really honored, really proud to be honoring them this year. One of the neat things is to get young people involved. And we're honoring two students this year in a special recognition, Kaylin Krauthaus and Leela Mankad. They started a program called Bag Free Bayous. Basically, you know, when it rains and the bayous fill up with stormwater, mm-hmm. like I said, they carry everything. And when that stormwater goes away, you see those plastic bags from the grocery store hanging in the trees all the time.
Yeah.
They thought that was just hideous and they wanted to do something about it. And they did. And they started this student run program. And it's awesome. And it's been a couple of years since they founded it. And they are an amazing, I just love seeing young people get involved in this kind of thing. And then finally, our final honoree, we're going to give recognition to the Houston Parks Board for their BioGreenways 2020 program, which is that's where we get all of the new jogging trails and recreation trails along the bayous. It's about 150 miles of trails that they've installed, mm-hmm. and about 3,000 acres of green space. And again, getting people down into the bayous and letting them experience them on a recreational level and let them have appreciation for this great natural resource that we have. So those are all of our honorees this year on July 14th.
That's so awesome. One of the things that you did mention about the teenagers getting together and doing that program, how can we encourage them, more teens to come out and help out? And, you know, maybe there's like service hours for high school or programs that they'd like to do. Where can somebody get more information if they want to be involved?
Sure. I would say, you know, get a hold of our office, the Biopreservation Association. The website has our phone number on there, and you can call up and see what kind of programs, you know, maybe next on the horizon. You know, each year, the Trash Bash is a great way for, I've been participating in that for many years. It is an event all around Houston. There's usually somewhere between 10 and 15 sites all over Houston on one day, and everybody just kind of heads to the bayous and goes and cleans them up. And so many scout troops, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts are out there doing that and learning about why it's so important not to have, you know, not only a solid waste, you know, bags and trash and tires and all that, but also pet waste. You know, picking up your pet waste is incredibly important because, again, it all goes down into the bayous.
Yes.
And, you know, the turtles don't want any part of that. That's not what they're, you know, into swimming in. So picking up your pet waste. And so we teach kids the importance of when they walk their pets to, you know, make sure they pick up after them. You know, anybody that gets down in there into the bayous and experiences, I think, as an adult, has much more appreciation. And so that's why getting the message out to kids is so vitally important.
Chris Brown, once again, from the Bayou Preservation Association, thank you so much for all the great information. And of course, let's encourage all of our residents that enjoy those bike trails and along the bayou. Thank you so much, Chris, for joining us today.
Thank you, Ellie.
My name is Eli Escobar. You're listening to Eye on Houston. For more information, definitely look for them on their website and all their events and activities, hopefully coming back soon in person.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.